Welcome to episode 1303 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we're stepping into the world after the New Testament, the first and second centuries, when the church had no buildings, no political power, no legal protection, and no social privilege. And yet, it grew. Why? Because of love. Because of sacrifice. Because of astonishing radical generosity. The kind of generosity that made emperors suspicious, philosophers curious, and ordinary people say, "Whatever this is, I want to be part of it." Today we're walking through the stories, true stories, of the Christians who lived right after the apostles. These are stories that showed the world what Jesus looks like when his people give without fear. The early church was influenced by the leadership of the apostles, who in turn were reflecting the love and mercy of Jesus. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7,
"Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver."
And the apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 4, verse 9,
"As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace."
Number one.
Our first story is shocking. In the late first and second centuries, waves of plague swept across parts of the Roman Empire. When sickness spread, fear spread faster. Families fled. Neighbors abandoned neighbors. Entire cities emptied out. Roman historian Dio Cassius described people throwing the sick into the roads. But the Christians? They stayed. Not just for their own people, for anyone who needed help. They nursed the dying. They fed the quarantined. They buried the bodies no one else would honor. Many Christians died because they chose to stay. They believed every person bore the image of God, and that love was worth the risk. This was generosity with skin in the game. Generosity that looked like a crucified savior. Generosity that made the world ask, "Who are these people?"
Number two.
One of the earliest Christian documents after scripture is the Didache, written in the late first century. It was a discipleship manual, a snapshot of how the earliest believers lived. It says things like, "Do not turn away the needy. Share all things with your brother. Do not say that something is your own. Give without hesitation." This wasn't abstract. This was daily life. Christians shared food, money, clothing, even homes, with anyone in need. They believed,
"If we share in what is eternal, how much more in the things that pass away?"
Generosity wasn't an event. It was a lifestyle. It was their identity.
Number three.
Around AD 155, Christian apologist Justin Martyr wrote to the Roman emperor, describing what Christians actually did when they gathered for worship. After scripture was read, after prayers, after the Lord's Supper, they took an offering, but not for buildings, not for programs, not for themselves. Justin writes,
"What is collected is used to help the orphans and widows, the sick, the imprisoned, and strangers who sojourn among us."
Worship flowed into generosity. Generosity flowed into justice. Justice flowed into love. And love drew people to Jesus.
Number four.
In many early Christian communities, especially in cities like Rome, Antioch, and Corinth, believers kept something called a common chest. People freely contributed whatever they could. The chest was used to ransom Christians kidnapped by pirates, free slaves, feed widows, bury the poor, shelter refugees, support traveling evangelists, rescue abandoned infants. The world had nothing like this. No safety nets. No social services. No charities. Christians became the first organized network of compassion in history.
Number five.
Around AD 125, the philosopher Aristides of Athens wrote a report to Emperor Hadrian, explaining why Christianity was spreading. His most famous observation is this:
"If they have among them a man who is poor and needy, and they have not abundance, they fast 2 or 3 days so they may supply the needy with their necessary food."
They fasted so someone else could eat. Imagine that level of love. Imagine that kind of community. Aristides wasn't a Christian when he wrote this. He was simply describing what he saw. The generosity of the early church preached a louder sermon than any cathedral ever could.
Number six.
Around AD 258,
During a wave of persecution, the Roman prefect demanded that Christian deacon Lawrence hand over the church's wealth. Lawrence asked for 3 days. He used that time to give away the church's resources, feeding the poor, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless. When the prefect returned, expecting gold and silver, Lawrence presented the poor, the blind, the widowed, the disabled, and said,
"These are the treasures of the church."
He was executed for this act of defiance, but his statement became one of the defining declarations of the early church. The poor are the treasure. The vulnerable are the treasure. People, not possessions, are the wealth of God.
Number 7.
In a world hostile to Christians, opening your home was risky, but believers did it anyway. Theologian Tertullian notes that Christians welcomed travelers, widows, orphans, the homeless, the persecuted, refugees, apostles and evangelists. They fed them, gave them beds, sheltered them at great personal risk. Christian homes became safe houses. Dining tables became mission centers. Hospitality became evangelism. And in a society divided by class, gender, ethnicity, and wealth, the church became the one place where everyone, was welcomed as family.
Number 8.
Two practices shocked the Roman world. First, ransoming captives. Kidnapping was common. People were taken by pirates or sold into slavery. Churches raised money to buy back believers, and sometimes non-believers, with no expectation of repayment. Second, burying the dead. Poor Romans were often left unburied, their bodies discarded. Christians honored every life by burying the abandoned, the poor, the unknown. No one else in Roman society did this. Generosity extended beyond believers, beyond friends, beyond the living. The early church dignified those society forgot.
Number 9.
The early Christian text, The Shepherd of Hermas, hugely popular in the 2nd century, repeatedly teaches generosity. Here are some lines from the text. Do good and give without doubting. Share abundantly. Your wealth is worthless unless it is used for the poor. To the first Christians, generosity wasn't a spiritual gift. It was a spiritual expectation, a sign that someone truly belonged to Christ.
Number 10.
Around AD 107, as Bishop Ignatius of Antioch was being taken to Rome to be executed, he wrote letters urging churches to care for widows, rescue orphans, support the sick, visit prisoners, provide for travelers, lift up the poor. He saw generosity not as charity, but as the health of the church, a church that gave nothing he believed was spiritually dead. Look across these first and second century stories and a pattern emerges. Generosity was courageous. Generosity was costly. Generosity was dangerous. Generosity was daily. Generosity was joyful. Generosity was countercultural. Generosity was their witness. They didn't win the world with arguments. They won it with love, with sacrifice, with a generosity that made the world stop and stare. This was their apologetic.
See how they love one another?
So what do we do with these stories? This week, let the early church shape you. Be courageous in generosity. Give even when it's risky. Be consistent. Generosity as a lifestyle, not an event. Give to those who can't repay, like the early Christians did. Open your home. Hospitality is a spiritual practice. Give sacrificially, like believers who fasted so others could eat. See people as treasures, like Lawrence. Let worship overflow into justice, like Justin Martyr described. Let generosity be your witness, the loudest sermon you ever preach. Be generous with your expectation for reward. Be generous because God, through the sacrifice of his Son, provides for us an example. The early church didn't have wealth, influence, or status, but they had love, and that was enough to transform the world. Father, thank you for the example of the early church, for their courage, their sacrifice, and their love. Make us a people whose generosity reflects the generosity of your Son. Teach us to give joyfully, bravely, and consistently, to lift burdens, heal wounds, and honor every person made in your image. Fill us with your Spirit so that our lives become a testimony of your kingdom. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,